This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good afternoon. At the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be...
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Roth.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanet.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Monday. It's your sports bros, one of whom is about to sneeze.
Oh, boy.
Stand by.
Not me. Hold on. Fight it. Fight it. May God keep and bless you.
Oh, man. That feels so good.
Oh, dear.
I'm Rob.
Sada.
Big Sook's right over there.
Start your back on that one.
Oh, dude.
Not on that one.
As I've gotten older, sneezes take on a whole new meaning.
I know.
I'm always
they're tough.
Blowing out a lat.
Coming up this hour, well, we've already blown through the nerve segment that we were going to do.
The nerve segment.
Well, I remember I teased, I said, the nerve.
Yeah, the nerve.
Well, that came up in Stockwatch with the Eric Musselman situation.
Yes.
So that's off.
Thought we were going to talk about the best team in the Big 12.
Well, yeah,
BYU
we are.
Basketball.
That's in my notes, too. How about a budding BYU-Arizona rivalry?
Yeah, about...
They hate each other.
About came to blows.
And that's a good rivalry.
We started the F the Mormon chants again.
Yeah, who needs Utah? Utah fired their coach today.
Yeah.
Let's talk BYU-Arizona.
We're moved on from basketball, or moved on from football, excuse me. We're a basketball powerhouse now. And we've knocked Kansas out of the rankings for the first time in like 80 years.
Well, it's only been five, but I mean,
I think it was 80 weeks, though, right?
Yeah, it was 80 weeks.
It was 80 weeks.
That's right. 2020?
Must Sting did not be ranked. We wouldn't know now that we're powerhouses. Hey, Buck, where's your team ranked?
Receiving votes.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
By the way, that's kind of bullsh.
I thought so, too.
They beat Wisconsin.
Yeah.
On the
and
road.
They aren't ranked. They've won four in a row, five in a row.
The peanut biddle goes on the road there, knocks off Wisconsin and nothing.
Ooh, the peanut biddle. I like that.
Yeah. That's the Big Ten Player of the Week.
That's exactly right. Yeah. He was great this weekend. He was great against Wisconsin.
Yeah, he was very good. Well, I mean, look, they were down 17 points.
Yes, they were.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
But, like, you don't usually expect your big to make...
That's the Oregon model from the beginning of the year, is fall down by a bunch and then come roaring back.
Yeah. Big free throws down the stretch, though, from the big man. Not always expected. It was nice.
Coming up this hour, NFL Monday Musings continued. We'll talk about the tush push and what the Cowboys came out and said today. In the club tonight, we have a problem here at Odyssey I'd like to address.
Is it about our quilt situation over here?
It is not, but I will...
We've suddenly developed a real quilt problem.
Well, look,
here.
I think Odyssey is shaming some of our...
I know what you're talking about.
How do you know this?
Well, I've had similar thoughts, perhaps.
Okay. Well, we'll compare notes.
Yeah, yeah, I think it's interesting.
I think they're shaming people around here, and I don't like it.
A little bit. Motivation through shame.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Oh. Yeah.
I'm interested in this.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Well, I want to know who we're shaming.
Well, I'm going to tell you. There's a list.
Can't wait. Can't wait.
And what will the homeless bros do? That story in the club 6 to 7 right now. The Hot 5 at 5.
Oh! Hot topics. Hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
It's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 with Isaac and Sue. Brought to you on The Fan by Victorico's Mexican Food. Discover Victorico's new savory menu items. Order in-store, online, or get it delivered straight to your door at victorico's.com.
He did it early. He did a lot of it.
Number five.
Well, things are going great for the Sixers. They are now exploring alternative options for Joel Embiid's knee. This is code for they're fed up.
Yep.
Surgery could be in the cards. They're saying more tests this week, but the injections that he's been getting haven't been working. He's only played in 19 of 56 games. And by the way, they're getting smoked tonight. He's not playing, but they are playing. Who they playing? Chicago.
It's the biggest disappointment in the NBA this year, hands down. I mean, they went into this year. Paul George thought this was an NBA title contending team. And I mean, it's an unmitigated disaster. And now you have two of the worst contracts in the NBA. You can't get out from underneath them. Your only hope is if you're Philadelphia is that Embiid actually gets his knee fixed. And then you end up getting Cooper Flagg in the lottery. And then everyone comes back and is healthy.
So they're getting smoked by Chicago 69-48. There's still 2 minutes left in the first half.
They are four games behind your Portland Trailblazers.
Yeah. Not a good season.
No. That's true.
I bet you Philly Bro's pissed.
Number four.
Philly Bro doesn't even attend those games now.
No. Well, they've moved on to this point, and I don't blame them.
Coming off a 53-point win over the Charlotte Hornets, your Zers hit the road tonight.
How bad are they? They left 53.
Yeah, they gave up 140.
Good lord.
To the Zers.
Yeah.
Red hot Zers. Do you like it when I say that? Zers.
Our Zers.
Your Zers.
Now they got to what? Seven roadies in 12 days?
So they're in Utah. Seven straight on the road. Jazz a whopping 14-42. Much better tankers than Portland. Robert Williams remains out for the Blazers with that knee injury.
Oh, dude, no one's playing in this thing. The Jazz are down like six players. So this whole thing.
Yeah, the spread went from Blazers minus 2.5 to Blazers minus 7.5.
Yeah, dude, marketing, a bunch of other dudes aren't playing. They're down like, I think, six guys. Yeah, if you're there.
Take notes. This is how you tank.
This is how you tank. Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, the Blazers,
they tanked out of nowhere.
Yeah, the Blazers aren't getting the top.
And they tanked right from the beginning.
Going into the season, you would have never thought that the Jazz had the more tankable situation. And here they are, 10 games better in the tank.
They're playing chess. Blazers are playing checkers.
Gonna get themselves another one of them whites.
Blow for former Oregon State baseball star Nick Madrigal. He's now with the Mets, and he's fighting for a roster spot, but he suffered a fractured shoulder in spring training.
No bueno.
Beavers baseball got a wake-up call. They lost to Minnesota yesterday. Minnesota, the Gophers, 2-4. That is two straight losses after knocking off number 2 Virginia. Next up for Beavers baseball, they will take on Baylor, Auburn, and Ohio State in Dallas. None of those teams are ranked. Beavers are number 9 this week, and Oregon is number 11. As for the college basketball poll, the Ducks are still just receiving votes, although Nate Biddle named Big Ten Player of the Week. Auburn and Duke, the top two in the poll, and Utah fired their coach today. Craig Smith is out, 65-62 after coming over from Utah State.
I saw this the first time in Auburn history. They were the unanimous number one team, received every vote.
Have they played Duke yet? Have those two teams played?
I don't know that they have.
I don't think they have either.
Well, why would they? What, SEC,
preseason.
ACC?
Well, preseason. I mean, Kansas played Duke.
Yeah.
Kentucky played Duke. I didn't know if Auburn had.
I'll take a look-see and see.
It is NFL Combine Week. Stephen Jones of the Cowboys speaking today said they expect Trey Lance to leave via free agency.
Oh, no.
I know. He also said, well, the bigger thing there is he says that they are going to try to draft a quarterback to back up Dak Prescott. The fun starts Thursday in Indianapolis. Quarterback Shedeur Sanders, running back Ashton Jeanty both announced they will not work out, only participate in medicals and interviews.
By the way, Auburn has played Duke.
Yeah, what was the score?
Duke got him. 84-78.
Okay.
And I believe that's Auburn's only loss. Nope, they've lost twice. Where's their other at? They lost to Florida, 90-81. So those are only two losses.
I think Duke's number one, or should be. But what do I know? Clearly nothing.
Clearly nothing.
Although Kansas beat Duke. How do you lose to Kansas?
Duke is 24-3. Number two in the country.
Yeah, they got beat by Clemson the other day.
They have lost to Kentucky. They have lost to Clemson and
Kansas.
Yeah. I remember that. We watched.
Tried to tell you.
That was the nail biter.
San Diego State AD J.D. Wicker says the new-look Pac-12 will have its TV deal in place by the end of March. We know there will be multiple partners. He says that they are all entities we're familiar with. After that, they'll try to add an eighth football-playing member and then possibly one, two, or even three more schools in some, but not all, sports.
Yeah. Whether you try to rope in a Gonzaga or something like that. I know the Mountain West has done that with a couple schools. And I'll be interested to see one. I mean, to say you're all familiar with the platforms, well, of course. Is there any platform that you're not familiar with? You think I end up on Tubi or something?
I'm even familiar with Tubi.
Exactly, right?
Are you familiar with Telemundo?
God, I would give anything.
Well, remember, Larry Scott was going to have distribution in China on Alibaba.
Yeah. So the real question becomes, where are your time slots, right? How accessible are these? Is it going to be a pain in the ass? And then ultimately, what's your dollar value? What are you bringing to the table? Because we've heard everything from 8 to 20 million. 20 million is long gone, but I think you're going to be somewhere in the $10 million range, I would think, is probably a conservative number.
We'll talk more about this coming up next. We'll get back to our NFL Monday musings. The Hot 5 of 5 brought to you by Victor Rico's Mexican Food, a hit with the whole family. Order in-store, online, or delivered to your door at victorricos.com. When you think of flavor, think of Victor Rico's. We'll be right back on The Fam. All right. Yeah, the Pac-12 is getting its media deal here. By the end of March.
Yeah. What an exciting time.
Again,
what do you think it's going
to
be?
I expect it to be around $10 million.
No, I mean like who?
Oh, my guess is probably streaming services will play a huge component. They said multiple partners.
Probably
so,
CW.
Yeah, you get the CW, may get mixed in there. Maybe something, you know, you might end with some on Amazon or Apple. You know, they were kicking around that when the original one, before the fall of the Pac-12, there was the rumor that Apple was part of that. And for a streaming service that wants to dip their toe in the water, this is going to be a very cheap way to do it. Again, you're looking at roughly $10 million per school, maybe a little bit less. You know, so if you're talking about $8 million and you're not going to be paying for all the games, for a streaming service that wants to get in on something like that, it's going to be a very low entry point. And the Pac-12 does have, remember, the one thing they kept was all the equipment and the studios in the Pac-12. So that'll be an attractive thing to TV partners that you don't have to invest in that money. So my guess is it's probably spread out over at least one terrestrial option, one cable partner, and then at least one streaming partner, and then maybe selling off some of the third rights for some of the other sports to, again, maybe another streamer.
Can you name the Pac-12 membership? The newest?
The Pac-12? Newest?
Yeah, like, what are there, seven? Well, actually,
there's
eight.
Seven right now, right?
Well, there's going to be eight.
But we don't have eight.
Well, we do have eight. It's just that one of them doesn't play football. And it's not none of it's official
because it's
not a league yet, technically, right?
Yes.
They've announced that they intend it to be a league.
Yes. So you have Oregon State. It's all the state schools, right? So you have Oregon State, Washington State,
yep.
Boise State,
yep.
Fresno State.
Correct.
That's
right.
Colorado State?
Yeah, they're in there.
San Diego State?
Yep. You're missing one.
I'm missing one. Gonzaga's basketball only. So
yeah,
that
was the eighth, but they're basketball only.
Who was the last one?
It was actually before all the other states.
It was before all the other states?
But it's a state.
It's a state. What am I missing? So it's a state. So there's no Cal State.
You're going to kick yourself.
Nevada State. Nevada's not a state.
It's
Utah State. Utah State.
The great... Aggies?
Yes, they're the Aggies.
Yes, the Aggies.
The Aggies. So you need two more football schools. You need two
well,
more.
You need one at least.
Well, I thought you had to get to eight.
They do. So they need one more football school. That's seven. We're already at seven. So
you need one more.
But they'll probably add more. It's just, you know, I don't know. I don't know what they're thinking there. But then Gonzaga.
Yeah, there was some talk that maybe Memphis might be interested again, that you might go kick the tires.
That'd be good.
On that again. And Memphis or a place like Tulane.
Well, I know they're still trying to talk to UNLV.
Yeah. So try to rattle the cages of one of those schools. You know, the big thing is that once you're in the conference, hopefully you get a decent distribution deal where people can see your games. And the big one is you get a seat at the table. You know, you said Boise State last year, which is now part of your conference. Boise State was in the college football playoff last year. You're not going to get multiple teams in, even with the expanded playoffs. You're still going to have to be the best of the group of six, but it will give you an opportunity where if you're an Oregon State or you're Washington State and you go on a great run and you have a, you don't have to be perfect. You don't have to be undefeated, but if you end up with a, you know, a 10-2 or 11-1 season and win the conference, you are going to be in the conversation to have a shot at the table. So I think that's all you can really hope for. I don't think it's great. I don't think the TV deals have anything to write home about. I still think it puts you way behind the eight ball with everyone else. You're probably not going to be able to compete when it comes to revenue sharing at the full $22.5 million the other schools are going to have. But we all knew that. Once that train left the station, it puts you at a disadvantage. But I think this keeps you afloat. I think it keeps you alive. It keeps you punching. And again, place at the table. So it's
Oregon State
it's as good as you could do.
Beavers and Cougs just got a bunch of money.
Yes.
From what was that big windfall from?
Well, it's the Rose Bowl. So
yeah, that's right.
For the next
Bowl.
2 years, you keep the old contract, so you get to split $50 million.
Dude, that's a lot of dough.
So you each get over the next 2 years, you'll get $25 million a year. So you know that's a
well,
nice
there's 2 years right there of paying your kids.
Yes. But that stuff each. I don't know if that's where that's going to go because
well,
again,
I know, but it still helps. Like, come on, that's a significant amount of money.
Yes.
And then after that, you know, we'll see. But I don't know where the Mountain West, like, where do they stand on all the payouts of, like, breaking the Mountain West contract and all that stuff? Because aren't those, like, under, like, those are lawsuits? And
yeah, that was, and I don't know what the deal with all that is. I'm not certain if all that stuff has been settled, but they claim that they don't owe the penalties. And, you know, look, they're going to have some cash for in the short term. It's just that. There's no path forward for them to generate a bunch of money. So regardless of whether you end up having to pay those penalties to the Mountain West or not, and with the extra $50 million that you're going to get off your TV deal and some of the NCAA credits from the tournament teams, the Pac-12 will have some cash to spread around. But again, it's not just going to be Washington State and Oregon State. I'm guessing you're going to have to spread some of that money to the other teams that are coming in. And that's going to be a nice little boost for you for the next, you know, 2 years. But the reality is still going to be that you were operating on thin budgets to begin with, and that budget just got that much thinner. But it doesn't mean that you can't be good. It doesn't mean you can't be competitive. Again, see Boise State this year. You just have to do it. You just have to do it cleaner and differently than the other schools.
So now name the 2026 Mountain West.
Okay, 2026 Mountain West. So you are going to have...
there are nine schools.
Nine schools. So you have UNLV.
Yes.
Air Force.
Yes.
UNLV Air Force Nevada.
Yes.
UTEP.
Yes.
Is that four?
One, two, three. That's five.
Hawaii.
Yes, six.
Who else did you go and get? Searching. Who else did you go get? Did you get New Mexico State? You
no,
got New Mexico.
But close.
You got New Mexico.
New Mexico. Yep.
But you didn't get the Aggies. Who'd you go get in Texas? Rice?
No.
No?
No.
Houston?
No, Houston's in the Big 12.
Houston's in the Big 12. Who am I missing? It's got to be someone in Texas. They didn't get Texas State.
You are missing, it is not someone in Texas. You are missing a California school.
Missing a California school.
You are missing a new ad and an old Mountain West staple.
An old Mountain West staple. All right, so then I'm going back. Who did I miss?
I use staple loosely.
But. Who did I miss in California? I'm scrolling up and down. Sacramento State wasn't there.
They're considering it. You're close.
Sac State.
You're close.
Oh, San Jose State. Yeah, San Jose State in there.
And the last two?
The last two. One's a new ad.
From the MAC.
Toledo, maybe?
No, but they're considering it. Northern Illinois.
Ah, Northern Illinois. Yeah, that was the one where you're like, what? Northern Illinois.
Yeah, they moved over.
Who's the other one?
And the other one is Wyoming.
Oh, I should have gotten Wyoming.
Yeah,
the Cowboys. They were in the Mountain West when I was in the Mountain West.
Yeah, so they're also considering Toledo, Sac State, and the Montana schools.
Yeah. So, I mean, look, either one of those conferences, it's like...
Am I wrong that the Mountain West kind of doesn't seem that much different?
It's not. It's
I mean, Boise State's not in there.
Just kind of there. I think of the two, I think the Pac-12 is the better of those conferences.
Well, it is, but it, I don't know. The Mountain West just still feels very Mountain Westy.
Well, but this is the problem. This is my only issue that I have with it is, again, if the ultimately the goal is you got to get to the big dance, I certainly think there's a better path to get there in the Mountain West than there is the Pac-12. If you ask me which is the better chance to go 11-1, because ultimately it's going to come down, neither one of these, any of these schools are going to have big marquee wins on their schedule. It's going to be their conference. Look at Boise State. Well, Boise State this year, their best game was a near loss to Oregon. And outside of that, it was like beating UNLV, whatever. So if you ask me which is more likely,
twice.
UNLV going 11-1 or Oregon State going 11-1, I think UNLV's schedule, if they don't schedule the, you know, killers, it's a better schedule. It's an easier schedule in the Mountain West than it is the Pac-12. And that'll be the crappy part is if you have like a, let's say you go 10-2 in the Pac-12 against some decent competition, right? That's a better conference than the Mountain West. But meanwhile, you got UNLV or someone over there that goes 11-1 against their slappies. There's a good chance that that 11-1 team ends up going simply because at that level, no one's going to give any of those schools any credit. You're going to look at them all and be like, well, your schedule all sucks. And that team went 11-1 and you went 10-2. Screw you therein. That's the only downside to that whole thing.
Yeah. A couple of people texting in about Cal and Stanford because they're over in the ACC, but they're taking less of a cut, at least initially.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, I think there's some people that think, well, what if Cal and Stanford came back?
That's not happening.
Well, the ACC only makes
30.
Yeah, but that is a lot compared to what they would get if they came back west. It's just that they're not going to they're going to stay there until they get the full share.
Yes.
And that full share is what, three times?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe double. At least. Double what you're going to get out west.
And there's always an idea, too, that that can change, and it still gives you a place at the table, and it gives you that power four status, and it gives you an academic status. I mean, look.
Yeah, it's a weird fit over there.
They're not
changing.
No, this idea that somehow they would turn around and come back, it's not going to go. And by the way, they're averaging out, because I looked at their payouts, over the course of the contract, it looks like they're going to be taking home about 26 and a half over the course of the ACC deal. So it obviously gets
per big, year?
Per year.
Yeah. That's way better than
26.1 million per. But the other ones will, ACC schools are bringing home more, but.
All right. Our NFL Monday musings continue next. Here is Buck.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure. You think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, we may come to blows over this here off the air. We were talking about that bounce ad right there.
Yeah.
Is that they're saying put a sheet on it?
I will tell you right now, I hear one thing and one thing only when I hear that ad, and it gets me every time. I hear a word I can't say on the air.
Same.
I mean, it sounds exactly like
the S word.
Put an S on it. Yeah.
I have no idea what it's saying other than.
I think
than,
they're saying put a sheet on it. But
would,
Buckley was arguing.
Why
argue-
would they put a
sheet? Well, it's
I got to be careful. A sheet on it.
Because it's the little.
But you don't put it on it. You'd put it in it?
Well, you kind of
can we pull it up? Do we know?
Yeah, I can pull it up.
I think it's put a sheet on it. I really do.
Put a sheet in it? Because that's what I hear.
No.
I hear put a. I put a S
in it.
That'd
be awesome if they said that.
That's what I hear.
We'll check the tape.
Yeah, we need to check the tape.
Well, but.
Because me and Buck both.
Are we going to get any answers?
Well, I think if we all listen carefully, we can probably figure it out.
I doubt that.
I'm going to say put a...
Yeah, it's put a sheet on it, according to internet.
Put a sheet on it?
Correct. Like the bounce dryer sheets.
Oh. Yeah, I don't... On what? What are we putting it on, though?
Clothing?
You put it in the machine? I don't know.
You put it on your pile of clothes in the machine.
Mm.
Put a sheet on it.
That's not what I hear.
I don't know. Are we going to get the audio or?
I mean,
what's going on over there?
Well, it takes a minute or two. Hold on.
Of course it does. Why wouldn't it? Nothing is instant around here.
No, there is nothing instant.
We'll get back to you in 3 days.
I love
an Odyssey station.
I love Buck's like, I'm working on it. That just means it's time to move on to something else and come back to putting an S in something.
No, well, I got it. Everyone settle down. I got it.
Settle down.
Well, this is the important stuff.
It is the important stuff.
What?
The fact that Buck hears it too, we can't be the only ones.
All right, here we go.
After you use Bounce Dryer Sheets and realize how fresh, soft, less wrinkled, and less staticky your laundry can be, you'll
put a sheet on it
every time. Like those socks that smell like they've been through a marathon.
Put a sheet on it.
Or that blanket that's got wrinkles on its wrinkles.
Put a sheet on it.
Maybe even your chatty coworker who keeps distracting you.
So there you have it.
It's an S. I'm telling you.
It does sound
saying,
like that, but it also sounds like ship.
No, that is
ship.
Yeah.
You know, like a P.
That's not what that says. That, especially that first one, they're doing bits because that clearly is meant to say that you put an S on it.
Well, it's
and
a bit
it is
like
on it.
It's a bit like ship your pants.
Yes.
Remember that?
Yes.
Ship.
Either that or that rolled up like a deuce, another roller in the night. No, we all know it's wrapped up like a douche. It's what it says.
Yeah.
Golf. It's a
put
whole
a
thing.
Put a sheet on it. All right, well,
put a sheet on it.
There's no way that sheet.
Well, it is. Why would you put an S on it?
Why would you? I don't know. Is it any worse
put
than
a sheet on it.
Just that. I want that clip. Because everyone that hears that will assume that we just dropped an S-bomb.
Put a sheet on it.
That is an I, not an E.
Boy, when you think of it that way,
yes.
It sure does sound like that.
Yeah, it sounds like put an S on it.
Yeah.
For all the hell that I get for golf, that's worse than me doing that.
It says bad. I'm going to put it on par. It's hard to tell. But according to the campaign online, it is put a sheet
on it.
On it. It's still, you're probably right that in the boardroom at Bounce, when all that was hatched, I'm guessing somebody was like, this is going to be great because we're going to make it sound like,
yeah,
and it's going to get people talking.
Yeah.
Kind of like the ship your pants ad, which I don't know who that was.
I don't remember either, but someone was shipping the pants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
And I still
say, I'm glad we covered
it. It's ridiculous that we can't say that word.
Well, we can.
Well, you can.
It's just we can't on the radio.
On the radio. All I'm saying is that
if we had a podcast, we could.
We could.
Would you guys listen to us if we had a podcast where we cussed?
Well, people have long wanted that. I'm saying if we had to choose one word that needs to go from the naughty list to acceptable, isn't that the word?
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Who's offended by that?
I don't get the difference between us being able to say boobs, but we can't say tees. That makes no sense to me. Well, they're the same.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair. I never thought about
that. It's a valid point.
Yeah.
Valid point.
I'm going to run that one up the food chain, see how far I get.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't do that. But we know we can say the tees. We can say sugar tees, but you can't say the whole thing.
Which is crazy, because I don't think that's any more or less inflammatory than boobs.
No, it's really not.
Yeah, there's no different connotation there.
No. It was one of those things back when I was trying to be a man of the Lord that I always struggled with the idea of dirty words.
Cuss words, yeah.
Like, what is...
How about this? Just don't be offended by them.
Exactly.
They're just words.
Thank you. Sticks and stones.
And by the way, people who cuss, proven. This is science. People who cuss, smarter. Hmm. They are.
Really?
Yes. Cussing is a sign of intelligence.
Those scientists better check their hypotenuses, dude.
Interesting.
Because you know how to... You know how to... emphasize things with a good F-bomb, you know?
Yeah.
People who can't do that.
I understand within reason. You get the person that can't control themselves at all and every other word is a swear word. I get it, but come on. You need to lighten up a little bit. As you like to say, take the cob out of your ass.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad we covered that, guys.
You need to get the cob out of your ass.
That's important work by us.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Well, now we have time for one more sports segment, and it will be the team. Well, originally today it was an unnamed team, but now we know the team that is pushing to ban the tush push.
They are putting a sheet on it.
Yes, they are. Or trying to.
Yes.
That's next on The Fan. All right. Nice to have you along. Sports talk here on The Fan.
Putting a sheet on it.
We are putting a sheet on it today.
Yeah.
Sugar sheets.
What's up, sugar sheets? Got to cut a hole in that sheet.
Where were we? Yes, the NFL Monday musings. Well, we don't have much time left.
No.
But we did get the data that it's the Packers that are trying to ban the tush push with the league.
The old tush push.
The stupid Packers.
Yeah, this has been a movement for the last couple of years, and it's not happening. It didn't happen before. I don't know why it's going to happen now. Like, are we revisiting the banning of the tush push?
Well, I mean, they're going to try.
Yeah.
It is certainly an advantage for the Eagles, but the Packers,
It said the same thing. People aren't getting hurt on this play at an alarming rate. Other teams do it. They just don't do it as effective. I just don't know what ground you have to ban.
Yeah,
this
you thing. Don't, but you try.
Yeah.
Because, you know, every little thing matters.
Yeah.
But I think it's weird that it's the Packers.
I know.
Because for a while today, they were saying, oh, there's an unnamed team. Mm. So I'm going through my head. I'm going like, well, it's not the Cowboys because they're too stupid. I don't think it's Washington because that just doesn't seem like Dan Quinn, you know?
Yeah.
It just doesn't seem like him. And it doesn't really seem like the Packers either. It kind of, like, to me, rather unfairly, I'm pinning this on LaFleur, and now it makes him look like a douche.
It does make you look like a douche. Well,
because it's coming from the head coach, right?
Well,
stick it in your ear, LaFleur.
It'd be the GM, and it'd be an organizational thing. So GM and coach.
But it's starting with the coach.
One would think. Well, I mean, you did get your ass kicked by him 22-10, but that's not because of the tush push. Score more than 10 points, for God's sakes. The tush push is not the reason why Green Bay lost to Philadelphia. It just seems ridiculous. Again, you have a soft quarterback that you don't want to get hurt. Like, Kansas City refuses to do it. Josh Allen tried to do it, and he's pretty good at it, but he failed. I mean, just...
Yeah, I was surprised by that. Like, I feel like if anybody could, outside of Philly, it would be Buffalo.
Yes! Except Josh Allen does that weird tush push where he tries to do it, like, off guard.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he doesn't...
And it works some.
Yeah. I mean, I just, Philly, you know, everyone thought that once Jason Kelce left, that that was going to be the end of it. It's not. Some of it is the fact that their quarterback squats like 700 pounds. Jalen Hurts has a caboose that Steve Smith would appreciate. Dude, that, may, that's just, they've got the most
talent. Tell me about Jalen Hurts' ass.
Well, did you see the Steve Smith stuff?
No.
Oh, yes.
Steve Smith stepped in. A whole thing.
Steve Smith.
What happened?
Well, Steve Smith was giving it to one of the Ravens. The Ravens have a marching band.
Yeah. Okay. That's correct.
And there was a gal who's in the Ravens marching band, and apparently Steve Smith had been putting a sheet on it for a while.
Oh.
And the husband found out about it.
Who goes by Twitter handle Lamborghini.
Yeah.
He's a big Packers fan.
He's a big Packers guy. So he goes on there and he gets her account. So obviously he's hacked into her Instagram and her Facebook, and he gets all of their messages and he posts it all. Then he calls Steve Smith while recording it and he's like, "Hey, Steve." And Steve's like, "Who's this?" And he's like, "I'm the guy whose wife you're."
Yeah, he had a very public meltdown that was very detailed. It's a whole thing.
And it's great because when he's like, "What do you have to say for yourself?" Steve Smith just says, "I'm sorry." And then there's like this weird, awkward silence. And then, like, he hangs up, but he put Steve Smith's cell phone number out there. So Steve Smith had to cancel his cell phone. The guy tagged Steve Smith. He tagged Steve Smith's wife. He tagged all of Steve Smith's sponsors.
He's tagged the NFL Network.
Yeah.
He tagged Yeti Coolers. He tagged TaylorMade Golf.
Yeah. Anyone that's associated with Steve Smith. Yeah.
Why?
Well, the idea is this who you want?
Trying to get as much traction as you can, I guess.
Yeah.
Does it matter that she's in the Ravens marching band?
Well,
like, why is that?
There is a non like frat thing. You can't, if you're a player or an employee, you can't sleep with.
Oh, I see.
You can't sleep
with. But this is current, or this was back in the day?
No, she's a member of the Ravens marching band, but Steve Smith isn't.
Well, right. So
a
what
Raven,
is that?
So I don't know. Maybe it's an ex-player. I don't know. I guess
maybe
that,
they've been stooping since back when he was a player.
Seems like it's been going on for some time.
By the way, she's hot.
Nah. Well, she's got a dumper, and so that's what made me think of the.
Why are we talking about this?
Well, I mentioned Jalen Hurts and the fact that the reason why the Tush Perks works is that dude he's like the strongest quarterback in the league, and he's got a giant ass, and that made me think of
her ass.
Steve Smith currently has a type. Because people were like, she's not very attractive. People were like, really? That's what you're blowing up your life for?
And then there
were some other photos of her from the waist down, and you're like, he's got a type.
I think her name's Nicole Martinez, and I think she's attractive.
Well, if you see the full body photo, I think you will see why Steve Smith is intrigued by what she has going on. But Steve's about to go through a very messy and expensive divorce, I'm assuming.
So when you think of big ass, that's who you think of?
When I think of quarterbacks, yes. If you want to know the reason why the tush push works in Philly and not other places, it's Jalen Hurts. He is the common. They have a giant offensive line, but he just, like, Josh Allen's bigger than Jalen Hurts, but he ain't bigger when it comes to the trunk. Jalen Hurts is uniquely capable of doing that, and so it should not be on Philadelphia to change simply because they have a freak quarterback.
So could you take your biggest ass on the team and just throw him back there for a play?
You should. The only problem with that is, in short yarded situations, the snap becomes really problematic.
Yeah, because he'd fumble maybe?
Yeah, well, so the center, and I've had this problem, like, when you're in a 4-point goal line stance, right, you are so concerned about having, like, someone's trying to submarine you. It's a rugby scrum. And so you get really low to the ground, and as you start to snap the ball, you're already so low, and someone's hitting you at the same time, it's really easy to fumble the snap. So I don't think you would want to bring in someone that's a non-quarterback to try to take that snap. That can be really problematic. So again, he really is one of one. Like, they have a big O line, but the secret to that is Jalen Hurts. Because once he gets low and he starts pushing, that is just an ungodly amount of force that he can generate, and other quarterbacks can't do it. And they're also worried about smaller guys with, like Mahomes got hurt on it, and they will never do it. They do not quarterback sneak Mahomes, whereas Jalen Hurts...
He never sneaks, does
he? No, they won't. They did it one time, and he got dinged up. And a lot of people won't, like Burrow and some of these guys.
Brady used to.
But Hurts is a big... He's the big, thick guy.
Mm.
So,
well, I'm more interested in the Steve Smith story now.
You should look it up. It's pretty
well. Well, I am. That's what I'm doing.
I just texted you the guy's original tweet.
I feel bad that to say it's funny because it's not. Someone's life is.
But he's crashing out publicly, and there is something about that.
He is flaming out in spectacular
fashion.
He was
on there like, for those of you saying I should divorce her, yeah, no S. I'm obviously doing that, but I got to do this first.
Yeah. Dude, he is going scorched earth.
So Tony is her husband, Tony Martinez.
Yeah. Yes.
Not of Fox 12 traffic fame.
No. As far as I know, that is not the same Tony Martinez.
So he tags, like all you say, he tags all these Yeti and TaylorMade.
Yeah.
My wife works for the Marching Ravens. She met Steve Smith Sr. at work. Steve Smith has been effing my wife. I got receipts. I got a lot more, homie.
Yeah.
And then it shows a picture of Steve Smith. It's like a selfie of Steve Smith took that he sent to her.
Yeah.
And she says, wow, you look stunning.
Mm-hmm.
About to go work out. I'm getting a little.
Yeah, you can't read.
I'm getting a little. Yeah,
she claims that Steve is rearranging her birth control device inside of her. Like, she gets into detail.
Yeah, it gets nasty. Yeah. You want to.
Yeah.
I would have. Oh, yeah. I can't even. I'm trying to clean it up.
You
but
can't.
I,
it's, yeah, you can't do it.
But the problem is, like right around this same time, Steve Smith was posting, like, wonderful, like, holiday. Like, he's a big family guy and.
No, he's not.
So, yeah, Steve's in some trouble.
Why her though?
Steve's gonna have to go. Well, because it's there and it's available.
Convenience.
Well, we've talked about this.
I guess she's one of many for
him. It's the Schwarzenegger thing. Look at who Schwarzenegger had an affair with, the maid.
I know, but why is he around the Ravens band member?
I think he just works. I think he does some. I mean, obviously he's a famous Raven. I think he probably does stuff with the Ravens.
Yeah.
My guess is he's either an ambassador, or maybe he does.
And he's an NFL Network guy, I think. So I think he goes to games.
I feel bad for Tony.
Yeah.
And now there's like a video out there of him doing something, like Steve Smith doing something with the Ravens marching crew. And it's like, gee, I wonder why he did that gig.
Yeah.
Probably because she's involved in it.
Again, sometimes it's, you know.
Well,
here's the thing. If the best pastry shop in the world is 30 minutes from your home.
This is going to be good.
It's 30 minutes, but it is the best. French delicious pastries, whatever you want.
Okay.
Croissant that just flakes apart and it's amazing.
Okay.
But it's a 30 to 40 minute drive.
Okay.
And over a bridge. You got to go into Vancouver to get it.
Could be stopped by a train.
You don't know. Or there's a Dunkin' Donuts. And you know where that Dunkin' Donuts is?
Ooh.
Right around the corner.
Oh, in my living room?
You wake up.
What am I, Devontae Adams?
Yes, you wake up. And as you're rolling to the kitchen, there is the Dunk Kings right there being like, hey, would you like some donut holes? And you're like, well, I was kind of thinking about going to that pastry shop. And they're like, you could, or you could have this box of donut holes. What are you doing?
Well, I'm going to the donut shop.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, yeah, Dunkin' Donuts.
You're eating that donut.
Yeah, I mean, it's.
Yeah,
come on.
That's what that is. That lady is the donut hole. I mean,
God.
It is.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Robert Kraft ate at the donut shop. Alex, remember the Alex Rodriguez one? He was married to J-Lo. Remember the gal that he was sleeping with?
I don't.
And the best one is Hugh Grant. Hugh Grant wasn't even eating donut holes. Hugh Grant was eating like week old stale donuts.
Yeah, while he had a Michelin meal up in his room.
Well, she was a hooker, right?
Yeah.
But at least that. Does that take a little of the sting off?
You know where that donut was? That donut was sitting on. He didn't even go. That donut came to him. He was driving his car and that donut fell into his lap. And he was like, well, it's here. Schwarzenegger, donut hole. And that's the thing that, see, women all the time, I hear this, like, I can't believe he cheated with her. And you're like, no. Donut holes.
It was a crime of opportunity.
Usually is.
It's just there.
It's there.
I got to put a sheet on it.
You do got to put a sheet on it. Daniel Tosh had a great bit about that where he was talking about, like, either his girlfriend or his wife or whatever, who was, he was using a 300, like a King Leonidas reference. And he goes, I can't believe you would get with just some skank. And he goes, whoa, whoa, whoa. It's not you versus a skank. It's you versus every skank. And he goes, you're mighty King Leonidas. But around you, you're surrounded by thousands of Persian whores. Eventually they overwhelm one's you gonna, with numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was Steve Smith. Tiger Woods. Perkins waitresses.
He was right around the corner from his house, by the way.
Yes. He was married to a Swedish bikini model. And what ended up doing him in? Perkins waitress.
Elon.
Why? Because the Perkins waitress was there.
Do we know what's going on with Elon? Is she doing all right?
She got like $300 million.
Well, all right. But how's she doing? What's she looking like? She remarried?
Let's see if I can find out.
She up to?
As of March of last year, quote, living her sweetest dream as a mom of six.
Whoa.
They don't have six kids, do they?
No, they don't, but maybe she had some with the next.
They have two or just, do they have two together?
Yeah, I think they just have the.
Yeah, two, the girl and the boy.
She married retired NFL tight end Jordan Cameron.
Oh, my God.
Really?
So Jordan Cameron.
I didn't know that.
So Jordan Cameron came in and swooped up $500 million worth of Tiger X.
That's this, according to this People article.
Dude, holy cow. I didn't know that. And blessing. They live in Sweden?
Six kids, a full home, and a a devoted partner to share it with. I don't know if they live in Sweden, though. Hold on.
I see them here. How about that?
It doesn't say where they are.
Good for him, you know.
Well, Charlie's still down in North Palm Beach, so it sounds like maybe they're all there.
Hmm.
Been together a while.
Jordan Cameron.
I lost track of Elon.
That is good for him.
That was like when Eric Johnson swooped in for Jessica Simpson.
Yeah, same sort of thing. Yeah. You're like
right away, and then 20 years later, you read about it.
Yeah, like a middle of the road tight end. You're like, what? You just got divorced from who? How much? Yeah, and you're a hot model. Let's go.
All right, the club is coming up next. I feel that Odyssey Portland is shaming its employees, and
I want to talk about
this.
It.
Is the kind of courage that this show has to bring this to the people.
Donut holes and shaming—it's what we do. We put a sheet on it.
That's right. Next on the Fan.